This story is about David, who spent most of his time with the sheep and the goats, the flocks, in his father's pastures. It was David's job to make sure they had good food, to make sure they had plenty of clean water, and it was also his job to keep them safe, to fight off any wild animals that might try to attack the flocks, or to make sure that they are protected in a storm, or to make sure that they don't wander off down some path that's really going to get them in trouble. And that's mostly what David did every day. But every now and then, his father would send him to a battlefield where his three oldest brothers were soldiers engaged in a fight. And on the particular day that I'm thinking of, when David arrived at the battlefield to check on his brothers, the two armies were grouped up, lined up, facing each other across a big empty space. And it was the Philistine army, who were the enemies of David and his people, and the Israelite army, where his brothers were soldiers. And as David wound his way through all those people and found his brothers, just at that time, a huge man came stepping forward out of the Philistine army and into that empty space. And his helmet was bronze and shining brightly in the sun. His other weapons also were gleaming and shining. He was covered with heavy, thick armor. And his spear was so massive, it almost looked like a battering ram. This giant's name was Goliath, and he shouted out to the Israelite army, "Send a man, one man, out in this empty space here to fight against me. And if your man can kill me, then you're the winners, and all of these Philistines will become your slaves. But if I can kill your champion, then the Philistines are the winners, and all the Israelites will become our slaves." Well, nobody in the Israelite army moved. Nobody wanted to fight that huge man, Goliath. David looked around and saw that nobody was responding. And he said, "Well, I could do it." His older brother, Eliab, looked at him and started to get mad. "What are you doing here anyway?" he said. "Why aren't you at home with the sheep?" "I could do it," David said again. And enough people heard that and whispered it to the next person and the next person. Pretty soon King Saul got word in his ear. David wants to fight Goliath. And so he called David to come before him. And David said, "Our hearts shouldn't fail at the sight of this giant. I will go and fight." But King Saul said, "You're way too young. You don't have any fighting experience. He's bigger than you, he's older than you, and he's more experienced than you." And David said, "I've been fighting off the lions and the bears, protecting my father's sheep all these years. And in all this time, God has always kept me safe. And I'm sure that God is going to keep me safe today." And King Saul said, "Well, all right then, go, and may God go with you." And he brought his armor, the king's armor, and they put it on David, but it was so big and so heavy, David couldn't even walk. So he took it all off again, and he went down to the riverbed, and he spent some time choosing five smooth stones. And he put those stones into his bag, and he took his slingshot in the other hand. And he walked out to that space that had been cleared for fighting, and Goliath was walking from the other side. And when Goliath saw who the Israelites were sending to fight against him, he thought it was a joke. He couldn't believe this young boy with a slingshot was coming his way. And he said, "I'm going to feed you to the birds." David said, "God does not save through spears and swords. You are the one who is going to be fed to the birds today." Well, having exchanged these insults, Goliath was kind of mad by now, and he came faster and faster toward the battle line, and David started running to meet him. And as he ran, he pulled one of those stones out of his pouch, and he put it in his slingshot, and he let it fly, and that rock flew up and hit Goliath smack right in the forehead. Boom, he fell down on his face. And that was the end of the battle. The Philistines turned around and ran away as soon as they saw that their champion, Goliath, was dead. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, help us to put our faith and our trust in you. We are not saved by weapons or by armor. We are saved by your power and your goodness at work in our lives. We give you thanks. Amen.